This is Fresh Air. Alien Romulus is the latest movie in the long-running Alien sci-fi horror series. But it takes place shortly after the events of the very first film in the franchise, Ridley Scott's 1979 classic, Alien. The new movie was directed by Fede Alvarez, and it stars Kaylee Spaney as a space traveler who comes face-to-face with the iconic monster. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review.
If you've gone to the movies lately, you might have noticed, or even purchased, one of those novelty popcorn buckets promoting the year's big blockbusters. Maybe you dug into the gaping maw of a Dune Part II sandworm, or more recently into the hollowed-out head of Deadpool or Wolverine. Now there are at least two popcorn bucket models promoting the new movie Alien Romulus. One is shaped like the head of a xenomorph, that most terrifying of horror movie demons, though I suspect without the drooling retractable tongue. Another bucket comes affixed with a facehugger, a skittering critter that's famously fond of attaching itself to a human's head and laying an egg in their throat. These concession stand gimmicks may be new, but the iconography of Alien Romulus could hardly be more familiar. That's no surprise. These monsters, brilliantly conceived decades ago by the Swiss artist H.R. Giger, have kept this series alive. In recent years, Ridley Scott, the director of the unimprovable 1979 Alien, has tried to push the franchise in a more philosophical direction in movies like Prometheus and Alien Covenant. By contrast, Alien Romulus, which was directed and co-written by the Uruguayan filmmaker Fede Alvarez, has no such weighty ambitions. It's an efficient and reasonably entertaining thriller that, like a lot of franchise movies nowadays, traffics more in nostalgia than novelty. Alvarez does set his sights somewhat high. He means to take us back to the franchise's glory days. The story, set in the year 2142, is sandwiched between the events of the first Alien and James Cameron's hugely entertaining 1986 sequel, Aliens. As in those films, starring the incomparable Sigourney Weaver, there's a tough-minded female protagonist. Her name is Rain, and she's played by Kaylee Spaney, the versatile young actor from Priscilla and Civil War. There's also a friendly, not entirely reliable android sidekick, Andy, played by the English actor David Johnson. We're in a period that you might call late-late capitalism, where villainous corporations rule the day, and Rain, like most people her age, is part of a heavily exploited labor class, working off debts that will never be repaid. And so when she and Andy hear of a possible way out, they seize the opportunity, along with a few friends. Never mind that it means heading up into space and boarding a large rust bucket ship that's not quite so abandoned as it appears. As for what lurks aboard the ship, Alvarez knows there's no point in building mystery or suspense, and he unleashes his army of facehuggers and xenomorphs almost immediately. His human characters, however, do intend to put up a fight. In this scene, Tyler, played by Archie Renault, shows Rain how to use a high-tech weapon.
All right, this is an F-44AA pulse rifle. It's rotating breech electronic pulse action. It's what the Colonial Marines used. AA stands for aiming assist. So, right, you put that under your arm. That's it. All right, this hand in.
Aim it towards Andy. Pull the trigger halfway. Don't worry, the safety's on. Aiming assistance. That thing comes towards you. You point it in this general direction, you'll never miss.
Where'd you learn all this?
Games and magazines.
Alvarez has a knack for rebooting horror properties, having made his debut with a fresh 2013 spin on Evil Dead. He followed that with the walking on eggshells thriller Don't Breathe, about a group of young burglars trying to rob a blind homeowner. Alvarez is a strong director of action, and he riffs inventively on classic alien beats. The xenomorphs, as usual, have corrosive acid for blood, a detail that the movie exploits ingeniously in a suspenseful, gravity-defying set piece. And there's at least one memorable moment that reminds us that the xenomorphs, with their phallic heads and goopy secretions, are among the most psychosexual of cinematic nightmares. In the end, though, Alvarez's command of craft only gets him so far. The problem isn't just that the characters, apart from Rain and Andy, are pretty bland monster fodder. It's that while the director seems content to update the Alien movies with young, fresh faces and state-of-the-art technology, he has no apparent idea how to push them forward. His boldest and least successful gambit is to resurrect a key figure from an earlier film, a visual effects coup that tries to honor the series' roots, but feels more like a desecration. I'll never pass up an Alien movie, but I do hope the next one has something more than elaborate fan service in mind. Dwelling too obsessively on the past is no way to guarantee a franchise's future.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed Alien Romulus, which opens in theaters today. On Monday's show, actor Anjelou Ellis Taylor. The star of the movie Origin talks about how she chooses characters that allow her to communicate elements of herself and where she comes from. She stars in the new coming-of-age film, The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sharrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli.